everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'd like to preview for you something that I may or may not do at the one-man show in San Francisco for Sketchfest.
Yeah!
Right, for God's sake, Margaret.
Out on the streets, I'm stalking the night. I can hear my heavy breathing. Paid for the kill, but it doesn't seem right. Something there I can't believe in. The voices are calling from inside my head. I can hear them. Vanishing memories of things that were said. They can't better hurt me now. Shock in the dark, but
one step away from you.
Shot in the dark, General.
Always creeping up on you. Like what? That hand just creeped in.
Right, take it easy, will you?
You mean what hand?
I felt something go up my leg. Is that any of your business?
Okay.
Verse 2, and it thickens. Taught by the powers that preach over me, the fascist bastards tried to empty my brain. I wouldn't listen to the fascist pricks who tried to ruin my mind with disease. But just like the wounded, when it's too late, they'll remember, they'll surrender. Never a care for the people who hate. Underestimate me now, wow, wow. Shot in the dark.
Phil.
One step away from you.
Shot in the dark. Robert.
Nothing that you cannot do.
Shot in the dark. Always it creeping up. Who the fuck is saying that? Well. Dusty Rhodes, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Vai, ladies and gentlemen. What's his name, ladies and gentlemen?
What's his name? You mean, Todd? What happened to the music?
Oh, someone stopped it. I'm sorry. Yes, Tommy Iommi.
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks.
Excuse me, I'm not done.
Margaret,
I'm not done. Jesus.
Come on, Henry, let her do this. Is what she thinks. Are you going to do this at the show or not?
None of your beeswax. Calling inside my head. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Never a care for the people who hate. Underestimate me now.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One step away.
All right, I'm done with it. Turn it down.
I
said to turn it down, please. I'm all done.
Hey, bud.
Never.
Bud, we're all done with it.
Oh, creeping up on it. And here's another part. Just a shot.
Got it, bud. Thank you.
It's just a shot in the dollar. Wow, 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 wow.
Very nice. Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not exactly how I'd like to perform it. What that is a very rough, it's a very raw and very rough. And Phil talked me into this. Ordinarily, I don't let people look behind the curtain, you know.
You're just saying that because you sang it in a rather roughshod way.
Excuse me?
Margaret, that was not your best, and you know it.
I was singing it as a lark, as a rehearsal lark. Don't say I'm just saying that.
Well, I mean, you sang it kind of bad. And now you got to cover up for it.
Wait a minute, what is this all of a sudden?
What the guys are saying, Margaret, you sang the song...
No, I know what they're saying, and I don't like what they're saying.
Well, let's face it, you butchered it up. Everyone know that.
Hey, excuse me, bud, all of a sudden you sound like you're the intellect of the year. What do you mean, I butchered it up? I was not taking the singing of that seriously.
All right, you know, this is one of those rare instances, Margaret, where I will take your side.
Rare instance? Yes, that is rare.
No, I think she probably was... hacking it up a little bit.
Yeah, okay, Henry, whatever you say. I mean, she is a lady after all. You want to make her feel you know, extra special.
What are you talking about? What are you inferring?
I'm not inferring anything. You carved it an ass, and to cover it up...
Excuse me.
Hey, Margaret, don't... Hey,
Margaret, can't you...
No, excuse me.
You carved it an ass, Margaret, and to cover up for it, you said that it was a rehearsal.
It was a rehearsal, though.
Hey, Mr. Andy, you modulated on that.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, you modulated.
What do you mean I modulated?
You modulated. I saw the VU meter.
Yeah, it looked like it.
What do you mean I modulated? You mean I overmodulated?
Oh, yeah, you overmodulated.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get people to...
I am not going to take that kind of insult or that inference, I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
Jesus H. So are we going to San Francisco with you? What's the deal?
I don't know. You guys, if you want to, you may. Or we can do a remote, we can remote you guys in. Now, as it turns out, I did tweet out today.
I want in on this. Hold on for a minute. Where is the Tang?
Oh, the Tang's over in the lower thing.
Hold on, Phil. Don't say anything.
Yeah, will you come on, please?
All right.
So, as it turns out, I tweeted out today that we'll be in San Francisco. I said we would be doing two shows originating from San Francisco, one on Friday and one on Saturday. And as it turns out, it will probably just be our Saturday BSP-only show that will originate from San Francisco because...
Are you going to have any tape recording of the show and everything?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what the guys are capable of doing up there. I think they can record it. I think the Sketchfest actually offered to give me the recording, in which case we will make that available to our BSPs. There's no question at all that will be a exclusive BSP content. Now then, on the other hand...
You know what I'm saying? We got to deal with a lot of people, man. You better come up with that stuff.
What do you mean you got to deal with a lot of people?
Phil, there's a lot of people that don't like you going back on your word.
What are you talking about?
Henry, you're always saying, well, we're going to do this, going to do that. Turns out you forget all about it. Somebody online the other day was saying you must have some kind of a brain tumor because you can't remember from one day to the next what color socks you're wearing.
What are you talking? Are you kidding me?
No, you gotta come through.
I'll come through. Don't worry about it. Hey, let me tell you something. If they're telling me they can record the show, which they are telling me, then we will get the tape or whatever the hell it is.
You almost said fuck.
Oh, did I? Well, it's a good thing I didn't, right?
Yes. It's. Oh, all right. Well.
What an idiot.
An idiot? Really?
All right.
I'm saying, Phil, that if you're going to say you're going to do something, then you have to do it. One of the things that particularly women don't like it when you go back on your word, no matter who you are, male, female, it doesn't matter. But particularly men. When men go back on their word...
You say when men go back on their word to women or when women go back on their word?
It doesn't matter, men or women. But when men do, women get upset.
And they get upset when women do?
Yes.
Okay, so the point is...
So if you're a man, do not go back on your word to a woman. Women don't like that.
Yeah, you all said it, that men and women...
What?
You said men and women.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted by this. What is this on the television, please?
What is it, bud?
I don't know. It's just a movie.
What is this? This is Barbara Streisand. Oh, God almighty. Oh, God.
Well, what's wrong with this?
This is the way we were. This is, you know, I love you, Barbara, from the bottom of my heart. Why you ever allowed them to photograph you in pants. God. God.
Are you telling me?
Please, just please. Please, someone turn it off.
Oh, come on. Quit acting like a jackass, Margaret. Would you get back to what it was we were talking about?
I'm not acting like a jackass.
You said you're not acting.
Yeah, you did. You heard what you said.
You know what? I'm going to kill someone. I don't know. Maybe the closest person to me, which is you, Robert.
Robert, hold on. Wait a minute.
If you guys don't get this off the screen.
All right.
Now, Alex, Barbara Streisand is a lovely girl. Why they ever shot... You see this right here? Okay, don't... Put it back, bud.
Told me to take it off.
Well, put it back.
Yeah. Look, I'm looking at Barbara Streisand. I think she's a perfectly lovely woman in every way.
Yeah, okay.
Well, wait a minute.
What are you saying now? What are you inferring now?
I'm saying that Barbara should never have done this movie. No one buys the fact that Robert Redford gets hot for it.
Boy, I'll tell you, and you call that woman a friend of yours.
She's a very dear, dear woman to me. I've never met her, but I feel as if we would...
Well, that's kind of weird, you know?
What's weird about that?
You never met her, but she's very dear to you.
She is very dear to me. We've not met, no, but that's a technicality. She and I are very close.
You know, you're starting to sound like one of those creepy stalkers, you know.
What are you saying?
Now, what are you inferring, Mr. Henry? What are you inferring? Ow!
Kick your ass.
Wait. What do you mean you are very dear and close to her, but you've never met her?
Can we stick to the point?
Yeah, we'll get to the point as soon as we finish up with this. What does that mean?
I am very much a fan of Barbara Streisand. There. Does that work for you, Phil?
Well, when you say she's very close to you and you've never met her...
Yes. No, I'm not stalking her, okay? You wish. She wishes. Let me tell you what.
What are you talking about, Miss Gray?
Yeah, she wishes I stalked her.
What? What are you talking about? Like what? For sex?
You know something? I ought to kick all of your asses around the block for drill, just to keep the art up. That's how much you've pissed me off with that comment. No, not for sex, for God's sake. She wishes I stalked her so that I could give her some advice on fashion, on hair, on the latest styles, the latest lip gloss, the latest eye... You know, there are eye sheens, there's lip gloss, there are ear coverings, there are forehead waxes, there's all kinds of things that are happening in beauty that Barbara's not aware of. I don't know whether she cares anymore. I know that she's very elderly, and I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, that's not very flattering. You want to be close to her.
Well, you know something, Phil? The truth is the truth.
Well, does anybody here understand what's going on?
I don't know. I don't understand. Why would you ask a question? Who understands anything that goes on in this show? No one understands from one day to the next whether you guys are talking about fish nor fowl. This is the most blowed... I'll tell you, it's blowed up. It's not just effed up. It's blowed up. Ow.
Oh, sorry. Dropped the phone.
What do you do? Speaking of the phone... You getting Mavis?
Yeah, we'll get Mavis on.
Oh, this is Super Bowl snack day.
Yeah, this is the day that we're going to talk to Mavis about Super Bowl snacks. And we have another guest that's coming in. I am completely right now forgetting who it is. Bud, do you know?
Hold on, let me check the notes. I know Mavis is. And what happened to the notes?
Well, Mavis is coming in. Oh, here they are. Mavis is coming in, and then there's going to be, Don Mixa. Right?
Oh, that's right. I put a call into Don.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, they asked me to call him. I said, isn't that liberal? He's the liberal, isn't he? And they said, yes. And I said, no, I will not call him because I don't want to destroy any chance you have of interviewing the guy. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I don't see, General. If they ask you to call him, don't have the General call him, okay?
Well, why not? We're all overloaded with work.
Because I don't want to talk to some, hunky, funky, you know, waltzing, twirling liberal professor from Seattle. Do you dig? How about that for some hippie talk, huh? You dig?
All right, General, relax. We're taking care of it. Did you get him?
Yeah, I called him up and said, well, I had him on to talk about Seattle.
Right, Don Mixa is from the University of Washington. He's going to talk about Seattle and the vibe, you know, going on in the city there as they get ready for, what do you want to call it, The Super Bowl. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks get ready for Super Bowl. All right, let's go over to Bob Bacon. He's got the traffic here this morning and to find out how things are looking on your commute in. Bob?
Right, Phil, it's the Thrifton Train today, and that's the Thrifton Train, and that means that's going to be parade over here. It's the Sheep Month, and it'll fit the sheep dip, and all the sheep herders from all over town are going to be parading their sheep down in the middle of the street. You've got to have that cow flash. Hey, listen, if you're on the cow flash freeway, by the way, they've got a cop and there's a man over there with a hat on. And he's got an antler on, and I don't know whether or not you know this or not, but if you're not letting any cars in the freeway, in the fast lane there, bloody guys wearing antlers. Bob Bacon, traffic.
All right. Woo!
Have mercy.
What is this? See, there she is again.
Why don't you just ignore it? You can't do anything about it. You might as well just ignore it.
One more time.
I can't do anything about what?
The movie over there with Bob Redford.
He's Bob. He's Bob Redford to you, is he?
Yeah, this is the movie. Margaret's having a conniption here over the...
I'm not having a conniption, Phil. Okay.
Well, she's having a big thing here about this way they... Okay. The way they were. What's it called?
The way they were. Jesus.
Oh, Phil, it's called the way we were. We were. We were.
The way we was.
The way we was. Are you doing that on purpose? Because guess what I'll do on purpose?
Right.
I'll kick... Hey.
All right, okay. Fine. Sorry. The way we were is the name of the movie. That's the... And Margaret doesn't want us to because you feel it's very painful to watch Barbara Streisand because you say that it's a tragedy that they photographed her in pants. Have I got all of that correct?
Yes, Phil. You succeeded in embarrassing Miss Streisand.
Excuse me. You're the one that brought all of this crap up. okay?
Yeah, I know, Phil. I don't need you repeating it.
Well, isn't that what you said?
Isn't it? Yes, that's what I said. I think Barbara is a lovely girl. Photographing her in pants is a disaster. It is an unnatural thing. It should not be done. It is something that they should pass some kind of protective code. I'm not talking about a law, but a protective code. For a woman who was as admired as Barbara Streisand, to suddenly photograph her with the bulbous... Do you understand what I'm saying? Because she's a very lovely girl, but when they put her in pants and the bulbing butt, it... God damn it.
Well, now you really put your foot in it. You might as well stick the other one in it.
I haven't put my foot in anything. Phil's the one that made me say it.
Well, Mr. M, you're talking about a lady with a bulb butt. There's only one way to look at that. You're basically saying it's an American African butt.
You talking about like a black lady butt?
No, Barbara Streisand doesn't. She should be so lucky. I have a little bit of the African-American female derriere. But Barbara has the bulb. She's got a bulbed out. I don't know. It's like having a big nose. Well,
okay, I've heard about enough of this.
Phil.
I've heard about enough of this, okay? I'm a friend of Barbara Streisand. They should never photograph her in pants. Nice going, Margaret.
Well, you just said it.
You know, Phil, they could take the tape of this show and edit it and make it sound like you're the guy that said it.
They could do anything they want. But I know what happened. I know what was said. I've got witnesses. And if I ever called anybody in a lawsuit, you would have to testify on my behalf.
So now you're threatening me with a lawsuit.
No, I'm not. I'm worried about her
Oh, God. What a... Boy, you really have got a problem. Has anybody done a full neurological scan on you?
Yeah, thanks. All right, Mavis Leonard's going to join us here, folks. Thank God. Mavis is with us. She's Robert Leonard's aunt, and she is tooling about the city today, Mavis. Who's driving you today, dear?
Hey, honey, it's Robert. Mr. Henry, talk to you.
I had to talk to him. Hi, Mr. Henry. Phil, how are you?
Good morning, dear. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I was just listening to my favorite sportscaster, Randy Cadoon. And he's doing sport. I want to listen to because the Super Bowl is coming up.
Yeah, I want to talk about all the snack food.
Yeah, I know. I want to talk about snack food. I'm being today. I have Robert's cousin ML is driving me, and I want to go to Bristol Farm, and I want to go to. You hear that, ML?
What you want?
I said today I want to go to Bristol Farm and I want to go to Johnson. And I'm going to get, you know, the different snack foods and things like that. But I wanted to hear the tennis sports up, will you? Yeah, I love Randy Cadoon.
Randy Cadoon? Is that Randy Cardoon?
I don't know what his name is. Every time he does the sports, I turn it up. I love to hear the sports. And then Barry Fan, I forget his name now. Barry Lapdance. I know it sounds like Lapdance. Is that his name?
Yeah, I think it's Barry Lapdance.
What is Barry Lapdance? I've never heard of that.
That's a man's name, Barry Lapdance. He does the sports on KBAB, K-Bub. That's it, K-B-U-B. I tell you, I always love my K-Bub, and I always love Barry Lapdance on the K-Bub sports.
Okay,
are you going to laugh like a chimpanzee, or are you going to... sit there and talk to me like a man, because I've got a lot I got to do today.
Come on, honey, you can't say funny stuff like that, but you're going to laugh at it.
I know you're going to laugh at it, but look, I look at your face every day, don't I, Robert? Do I bust out laughing every day? No, I can't. Although I am now, just thinking about it.
Why'd you hang up on her?
Because my auntie is acting real funny. I got to find out if she got in some sherry, what she's doing there. Talk to ML. Yeah, come on, call him up. No, man, I'm gonna holler out the window. Yeah, I want to call him up. Give me the phone. Hey, ML. Ma, did she drink anything today? You know what I'm talking about. Did she have anything to drink today? No? What's she messing around? Tell her she's on the radio. She knows she's on the radio, right?
Hey, Robert, it's okay.
Hold on. Yeah, all right. Okay, yeah, I don't know.
She's fine. She's just having herself a ball, that's all. All right, can we put her back on the air, please? Mavis, Robert apparently put you on hold there.
Hey, Robert, that's the last time you do that.
I gotta find out whether or not you got your wits about you. You've been known to get that Henry Weinhardt.
Hey, I tell you something right now. That what between me and Henry Weinhardt is between me and Henry Weinhardt. And every time I get a case of Henry Weinhardt in this place of mine, my house, guess who the one is that gets into it and drinks just every damn bottle is Robert and his friend. I think that's wrong.
All right, well, Robert, why do you drink all of her Henry Weinhardt?
I don't drink. Oh, wait a minute. I'm on the phone again.
Get out of my phone, will you?
I said I don't drink her Henry Winehart. Most of the time, what I'm trying to do is hide it from her so she doesn't start the day off with that, you know.
Well, you're not drinking all the time, are you?
You know something, Phil? I am a grown woman. I'm retired. I own my life. I pay my way in this world, and I don't have to answer any fool's question about how much Winehart I drink. All I know is I got a back bedroom that I could free up and put a renter in there, or someone wants a board. Instead, I got my lazy-ass nephew in there.
When are you going to get a place to live?
I'm getting a place to live, okay? I moved out with my girlfriend, and now I'm going to find a place to live. But, you know, you can move in with me. Forget it, man.
I think y'all think the two of you knuckleheads together, man, that'd be a disaster, Eric. They have to call hazmat. As soon as you two guys move in together, they'd have to call up hazmat and seal off the neighborhood. I think it's wrong. I think it's very, very wrong.
Okay, why don't we, you know...
Yeah, let's talk about the snacks, dear. I am very, very interested in what you have planned for your Super Bowl, your Super Bowl buffet, because I know you have a big family.
I've got a big family, and then I got Robert, you know, so I got the family, and then I got another 100% is Robert, and his friend, too. So, yeah, I have to plan very big.
All right, so do you do, you know, this seven-layer dip that I've heard so many people talk about? Bobby Dooley is big on the seven-layer dip. Do you do that?
No, I don't fool around with a seven-layer dip. No, I don't do that. I'm not going to waste all that much time in the seven-layer dip. I do substantial food. If you're going to do some appetizer or some finger food or something like that, I love to have, I always have a baby back rib, lay that out, have very good hot barbecue sauce, and I've got a molasses-based barbecue sauce, which is more of a Texas-style barbecue. I always have very, very deep-fried but very lightly fried chicken, which I will always fry in a very light oil. I don't like to have that heavy fat. I also love to lay out what will be a real good hot salsa, you know. And then what I love to do is I put out some fish sticks, and I like to have the pumpkin pie. Along with the fish sticks and pumpkin pie, put out the celery and ranch dressing, and then walnuts. And also I love to have a man standing there heating the chestnuts like they did in Charles Dickens.
Yeah, done all that stuff.
All right, let's just hold up here. You've got pumpkin pie.
This is a very extensive menu.
Oh, yeah, I do it up. I don't mess around. I do it up, and would you turn Cardoon down, please?
I'm trying to find another one.
Well, I don't care. Turn that clown down, because that's only so much of Randy Cardoon I can take. And what'd you say, Phil?
All right, so you've got a very big menu there. So you're doing...
I got a big what?
Then you got a big menu.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's a big menu, yeah. Because I know there are a lot of people come to my house. You know, I got a widescreen. I got two widescreen TVs. I have in the rumpus room, which is our bonus room downstairs, and I have up in the living room. The bonus room downstairs is where I put Robert and his friends. I just stick them down there. I get them as far away from me and my regular guests as I possibly can, because I don't want them embarrassing us. They're always acting up like fools.
Fool, I don't understand that, man. Yeah, you know what you're saying, I think.
You know, fool, God, you know blessed well what you do, Robert. Don't lie to me and lie to Mr. Henry.
I don't do anything. You can't name anything we do. She always stick us down there, never let us come upstairs.
I'm telling you right now, do you want me to tell Mr. Henry?
I can't think of anything we do. You know what you do. I was there the last year, and your aunt kicked us out on account of we were farting.
They're right there. Give the man a cigar. You guys are cutting them fart. You're sitting there right into my sofa, farting like the... You know, I don't even... I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, no, it's fine. I understand. You guys ought to behave like adults. Otherwise, she's going to treat you like kids, you know?
You're kidding. Into the sofa. God. You know, I think there's room for men to be men, but that is childish behavior.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though, when they were doing it.
No, I don't think it's funny at all, Dicklin. I don't think it's funny. And I know you led the charge on that. Blowing off bars, think everything's real funny. I have my local pastor. Now, that is Pastor Mac, who is at the African Episcopal Church, which is my church. And I bring him here every Super Bowl Sunday. He comes in and he watches the game with us. And I want to have him have a comfortable time. And Dickman leads the charge, busting him off. Busting it.
But trying to tell a pastor that.
I'm not going to tell a pastor what. Pastor Mac, watch out, you come to my house, because there's this misshapen little white man is going to start busting some farts off in my sofa.
All right, I so Bud, you know, be forewarned, all right?
I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, man, just listen to him, okay?
So, well, what I love to have, Margaret, I have fish sticks, I have carrot sticks, and then I lay out tapas. You know tapas?
Oh, my God, I love tapas. Now, are these handmade, or do you get the regular, the frozen? What do you do?
No, no, I never get anything frozen, darling. No, oh, no, no, oh, no. No, don't ever do that. See, that's why you say, well, you know, here are neighbors, she's doing all this stuff. But anybody can do that. You go get the frozen stuff. I don't get frozen nothing. I love to lay out a table. That is a very lovely thing. I make it all myself.
Now what are tapas? It's Spanish?
Yes, it's they're Spanish appetizers, and they come on, small tortilla chips, or I don't know what they come on, but...
I don't know. I call them tapas. For instance, I make this is something you can do, Phil. I want everyone to know this. Everyone says, well, I do tapas, because they want to impress everyone and make everyone think they're all this. Well, guess what? I put a cube of sharp cheddar cheese or a cube of Colby Jack on a Ritz cracker, and I'll call that a tapas. And I dare any man, any woman, anybody, tell me that it's not. Go ahead, step right up to my face and tell me to my face that ain't a tapas. Excuse me. And
I don't think it is.
I didn't ask you, did I? Why don't you drive?
Who's that ML talking?
Yeah, ML talking. Hey, ML, don't tell me nothing. I'd like you to drive and keep your big mouth shut, okay? Because we got a long way to go today.
I just don't think it's right.
You don't think it's right?
What are you talking about, ML?
I said I don't think it's right, so you call that a topic.
Hey, man, what do you know about it?
All right, well, let's not have an argument.
No, hold on. This has been building for a long time, Phil. ML, he's been reading up on topics. What don't you like about it?
I just think it's wrong to say that the tapas is a very specific kind of Spanish food.
I don't give a sweet, J.C. I could care less. You know, you're starting to really piss me off. Just look at the back of your head. You know, ML, I've always told you that looking at the back of your head and your ears sticking out, man, I'd just as soon slap you with a big fish or something. I wish I lived in Seattle, like where that man's going to be today, and I could slap you upside your head with a big wet fish, because you're pissing me off. I'll tell you what is the tapas, and that's cheese, Colby Jack, on an effing Ritz. Fuck.
I got
to go, Miss Turner. I'm very upset.
We did not mean to upset you, dear.
I know you didn't. I got to go. Emil, just watch where you're going.
All right, I just felt I needed to clear the air.
You didn't clear the air. You pissed me off. That's what you did. Thank you very much, Phil. I apologize.
It's all right. I understand. And I hope that she hung up.
Yeah. Hey, Mavis? Mavis. Yeah, she's gone.
Well, so what is this argument?
I don't know. The guy driving the car, was that?
My cousin ML, he's telling her that a tapas, which is a very specific kind of Spanish food, is not a Ritz cracker, you know.
Well, I understand that, but are you going to get into a big argument about that?
Listen, there are very specific... Now, Mavis, I understand. It's her home. She can serve what she wants. But how can you call something tapas that isn't tapas?
Gee, I don't know. You know,
What a smart... Look at that, General.
Yeah, Phil, you're all going, why are you being all sarcasm and everything like that?
Because I don't know and I don't care. If she wants to get into an argument with her other nephew, about what a tapas is, that could be, that could go on forever. You want to jump in the middle of that? Be my guest. I don't feel like doing it, you know.
Well, I can tell you, may I say something?
Go ahead.
A tapas is not, and darling, if you're listening, it is not a cubed Colby Jack on a Ritz cracker. Now, I know it's your home, and you can call it what you want.
Hello? Hey, hold on for a minute. Yeah, it's Mavis.
Okay, well, I'll speak. Mavis, dear,
Hold on, Margaret. You know something? In your home, you're the queen. In my home, I run the show. If I want to call a cube Colby Jack on a Ritz cracker, if I want to take a piece of meat and slap it on a bun, if I want to take a little piece, if I want to kill a mouse and put the mouse on a piece of bread and feed it to the cat, that's tapas. That's cat tapas. That's what I call that.
But, darling...
No. That's cap tapas. That's cap cat...
Call that cap tapas, man. That's against the law.
Would you shut your hole, ML? You're getting as bad as Robert. That's cap... But in my home, are you coming to my house?
We were going to stop by, yes.
Then get ready for it. Because I'm telling you, if I feed you cat on a stick, I call that sirloin steak, and you love it.
Thank you very much, dear.
Oh, no smart ass remark?
No, not today.
Boy.
Well, I'll tell you something. I respect you, Mavis, but you talk to me like that. That's a very, very insolent way.
You know, just like she said, it's her home.
If she serves me rat on a stick and calls it sirloin steak,
Well, you know something? She's got this point. In her house, when in Rome, do, you know...
Yeah, do what?
Do like the Romans, you fink. You never heard that one, huh?
No, I haven't.
When in Rome, do like the Romans. All right. Don Mixa is coming up next. Don is at University of Washington to talk to us about the vibe, Jack. You know, what's the vibe up there in Seattle ahead of the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks? And see how everything's... I don't know if Don's really going to talk. Is he really going to talk football?
Yeah, I thought I said, Don, you want to talk about football? He says, well, you know, he does, because Seattle is... everybody's excited about the 12th man, everything like that.
What is this 12th man?
That's the fans. That's the 12th man is... The fans. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
We got guns.
Oh, this is blues music, isn't it? What is this?
No, this is Marilyn Manson.
What?
Yeah, but it is bluesy, don't you think?
Yeah, okay, fine, it's blues.
Oh, Phil, don't be so elitist, all right? You're elite. You're a blues elitist. Don't do that. We're
killing strangers. Marilyn Manson, Killing Strangers. Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com. Where's my brother here? Don Mixa has been a longtime professor at University of Washington. He also is a longtime resident of the city of Seattle. And Don's been on our program before talking about old political events. But on the show today, I thought we'd just talk about the 12th man, about the Northwest experience of suddenly out of the blue. Well, maybe not out of the blue, but suddenly you got a football team up there, Don, huh?
Oh, yeah, the Seahawks are, they've caught the excitement of everybody, Phil. There's no question about it.
Are you a football fan?
I like football. I probably was more of a football fan back in my younger days, you know. And I, when I was on campus as a student, football became the go-to event after a Saturday night when you, you know, took a young lady out and enjoyed an evening with a young lady, maybe with other friends, and then the guys would get together on Sunday and gather about and watch the football game. You always wanted to have your girlfriend with you because that was also a sort of part two of the date, if you will. That's when the young lady would come and she'd see how you interacted with other males in a very strictly male environment, and it would excite her and would certainly stimulate and create some enthusiasms in this young lady that perhaps up to that point she had never really felt inside of her in certain areas. And that was always a lot of fun to get her to that pitch of
All right, okay, no, I understand, but, you know, if your dating habits aside, so you went and...
Well, yeah, I mean, we went to see the football game. We would take a young lady with us, and then when I became a college professor, it was part of the excitement, I think, of being a college professor was to go and go from table to table in a coffee shop and see if you couldn't help people with their papers and different things that they were working on at a coffee shop. And then, of course, you'd meet the young lady and say, well, I think we could work on this perhaps more effectively if we sat down and put our heads together in this over a cup of coffee. And I'd also have the game on, and she would become stimulated by that, you know. So.
What does this have to do with the Super Bowl and the 12th man, a young lady being stimulated? You're talking here, Don, about when you were a college professor.
Yes, I mean, Phil's asking me about the football experience as far as it was in my life.
All right, well, I mean, I think we can suffice to say you were a football fan.
Oh, yeah, I was a football fan, but I was only, what I'm trying to say is I was only a football fan insofar as the fact that I could get a young lady to...
So was this a way of picking up women?
Oh, no, Margaret. It's not a way of picking up women at all. Now, it was part and parcel, I think, and I think Phil would attest to this, and any man will attest to this, part and parcel of being a young man and enjoying football and having a young lady over to the house and having her go and get chips and make things for you. One of the great things, I think, about football is it begins to slowly train a young lady into the domestic habits and the domestic chores, if you will, that you're going to expect of her once you do get married, because she's not thinking about that. She's thinking about the bliss and the joy of making you happy, and certainly the intimate relations that the two of you enjoy on a Saturday night, Friday night, on into a Saturday, on into a Saturday night, on into a Saturday, into a Sunday morning, you know.
This conversation, though...
If you just allow me to finish.
Well, see, what you're saying here is you're saying that football is it's a mating... right.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. In other words, you like football because it trains a young woman how to make dip?
No, he's not. I didn't hear him say that. Don, this is General Shaw. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, General.
All right. So I go to a football game. I got my girlfriend with me, right?
Well, no, this would only count, General, if you had your own home and you had your friends coming over and your young lady is there and you say, why don't you get into the kitchen and make a... what was it that Vernon Dozier said? I think he said it better probably than anybody, and I think those words still ring true today, and that is... it's having the courage to say, get in there and make me some bean dip, because...
Well, that was one of the all-time great sexist lines I think we heard him say.
I don't agree with that. I don't think it's... Believe me, I am a longtime college professor up here in the Northwest, Margaret, and I have been on the front lines of a great many student demonstrations against the autocracy of our universities and the oppressive, dictatorial, and dare I say fascist nature of our government. So I'm the last guy to tell a woman how to live. But if she's going to be in my home, then she's going to expect me to, shall we say, provide her with certain intimate services, then I certainly am going to expect her to be in the kitchen and for me to go, it's bean dip time. Let's,
Well, see, that says it. I love the whole sexism.
All right, this is getting into a discussion of sexism.
No, I think this is very important. The whole sexism, what you're saying, I didn't,
Look, Margaret, you know something? You're getting a little bit confused here.
Yeah, why don't you let everybody else talk about it and everything like that?
Why don't you keep your big fat mouth shut, bud? How about that? How about that for, does that feel good to you? Is that a nice tight fit?
Margaret, he's trying to talk about when you meet a lady and have her make bean dip.
Now you meet a lady. God, that's all lesbian and everything.
All right, excuse me.
Hey, watch it.
Beat your ass. God.
I hope I wasn't the cause of any of this.
No, hold on. Everybody chill out, okay?
What are you talking about here, Don? You're saying, oh, isn't this a great opportunity to meet a young lady and to say, oh, by the way, would you make me bean dip?
Would I make you dean dip? What is that?
Bean dip. I didn't say Dean Bip.
You almost did, though.
Yeah, you did.
All right, I almost did. I didn't.
Doesn't matter whether she almost said Dean Bip. She means bean dip.
All right, well, I want to put our cards on the table and know what we're talking about here, because I shouldn't, I don't want to be talking about Dean Bip, because we do have a Dean Bip. Robert Bip is one of my mentors, and if you're going to talk about go into the kitchen and make Dean Bip, that can be constituted as saying go into the kitchen and unzip somebody's fly, and I don't think that's right.
You know full well I wasn't saying that.
All right, I'm just trying to get clear on this.
Okay, so we're not talking about Dean Bip.
What are you laughing at?
Excuse me, I've had it with this conversation.
Margaret.
No, I've had it.
Hey, Phil, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
What was so funny?
Dean Bip. I didn't know you guys had a Dean Bip.
We do, Dean Robert Bip.
Now, I know there was a Robert Fripp. Wasn't he a musician?
I wouldn't know. I could care less. I'm just saying that...
All right, so getting back to what you were saying...
And I want back in on this.
You can't go walking out of here and then walking back in.
I won't... I might. I can't stand outside and let this animal talk the way he's talking. And I'm sorry, I never thought I'd find myself saying that to you, Don, but I am saying it now.
I didn't mean to offend you, Margaret, if I'm speaking some truth here. You know, this is the way it was in college for young men. I'm just saying. And, we're not raping anybody here. These are women who willingly go into the kitchen and put together a meat pie. And
and what do you mean by a meat pie?
Don't talk about anything dirty.
He's talking about a real Swanson's meat pie?
Well, yeah, in most cases, that's what we're... Yes, in most cases, we are talking about Swanson's meat pie, but...
And now you're laughing.
Well, because, frankly, you knew. You walked right into it. Yeah, most of the time, we mean a Swanson's meat pie, and sometimes we mean what you were thinking.
So it is filthy.
If you want to call that filth.
Excuse me.
Okay, Margaret, if you walk out of here, don't come back.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to leave and then come back and then leave and come back. I'll do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Well, what are you going to do about that, Henry?
Never mind. Okay, fine. Just go ahead and keep wrecking the show.
I'm not wrecking this show. The show was wrecked long before I got here.
Wow. Wow.
Boy, Miss Brad, that's really mean of you to say.
Yeah, Phil shouldn't even let you back in.
Well, he needs me.
Yeah.
I have to apologize for her, Phil.
I don't need anyone apologizing for me.
Well, I think you do, Margaret. I think that was very, very... cruel and mean, and I'm just...
Are you not the one who brought up meat pies?
I said that she goes into the kitchen and she makes a meat pie. This is what football does. It allows a young man to order a young lady about. Now, I'm not saying that, Phil, because I want the young man to know what it's like to be able to tell women what to do. And
well, that's what it's sounding like. I think this is why Margaret's getting upset. And it's in other words, the Super Bowl party is an entree to the normal domesticity between a man and a woman. And 9 times out of 10, it's the woman running into the kitchen to make something while the man sits on his can and watches a football game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's... I didn't invent that, Phil. Are you thinking that I invented that?
Well, no, you didn't invent it, but you seem to be encouraging it.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on for just a minute, okay? You're talking to a professor of sociology, okay? So I understand how people are. I'm simply telling you what the ritual is. I didn't create it. I can't even sit here and tell you that I particularly like it, but I have to use it to my advantage. And the ritual, football ritual, is as follows. The man sits down, he watches the game, he says to the woman, "Don't you think it's time that you get in there and create something for me to eat while I watch?" Now, if she's any kind of a woman, she's going to go in and do it.
If she's any kind of a woman. You know, that is...
Well, hold on for a minute, because I think what he's saying, it makes sense. What a woman, that's what women do.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in the phone with you.
That feels pretty good.
Get your hands off of me, you animal.
So what you're saying is what? You're saying that, in other words, you didn't invent it, but it's perfectly acceptable to tell a woman to get in there and do this and do that.
I'm telling you that is what happens.
All right, I understand now. So the Super Bowl party is, in and of itself, it could be seen as the beginning stages of what has traditionally become the domestic scene, which is man sits and enjoys, woman goes and works.
Yeah, I think that's really it. And I think if it's unfortunate, don't blame me. But I'm just saying, I try to use that to my advantage. If I say to a young lady, "Go in the kitchen and let's get a meat pie going," and she takes it, you know.
You know, this is...
Margaret, can I finish what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you can finish what you're saying, but I find this very, very crude. And I want to say I'm on record as protesting this.
If a guy tells a woman to go into a kitchen and get a meat pie going, and she can take that two different ways, why is that his fault?
My God, Don.
Why is that his fault? I'm just asking. Why is that his fault? If she takes it to mean, okay, I'll make a Swanson's meat pie, or she takes it to mean, I better get ready because I don't know who's going to be him and maybe a couple of his friends. Shit.
Was he crying?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
You better get him back and find out if he was crying.
Oh, he wasn't crying. Are you serious?
It sounded like, but just before he hung up, he went, You didn't hear that?
No, I did not hear that. You know, Phil, you're not very funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. It sounded like he was crying.
Yeah, hey, Don, how you doing, man? You all right? It's Bud. Bud Dickman, yeah. Sound like he was crying and everything. You want to go on and explain to Phil?
I'm sorry, Phil. I just was thinking about Margaret had been yelling at me. I'm just trying to...
Don, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Look, when I say to my girlfriend at Super Bowl Sunday, get a meat pie, I don't care. You know, you interpret that any way you want, but I want a meat pie. And I come around the corner and she's getting...
And she's what?
I don't want to offend you. I don't want to get you angry.
Go ahead.
And I come around the corner, and her underwear's off. And two of my... God, I don't know what I'm supposed to say here, Phil.
Well, let me say this, okay?
Yeah, because I'm just...
No, let me say this. You know, Don, I grew up in the same culture you did.
Oh, wait, are you going to start taking Margaret's side?
Wait a minute. I grew up in the same culture you did. I grew up with football. I grew up with the Super Bowl party. I've seen every single Super Bowl.
What?
I've seen every single Super Bowl.
Well, you said you've seen every singer Super Bowl.
What's the singer Super Bowl? Sorry.
I've seen every single Super Bowl. I've been to Super Bowl parties. And there's nothing untoward happening, and it's not always the women that are making the dips, and it's not always the women that are in the kitchen.
Oh, come on, Phil. Are you going to lie to your audience now?
All right, most of the time it is, but that's not... I've never been to a party where it's like, you are now consigned to the kitchen, go make dip, go do this. And by the way, when I say meat pie, I may mean sex. I'm not going to tell you. You can, you know, You can take it any way you want.
See, you're laughing, so you think the whole thing's real funny. If Frank said to me, get in there and make me a meat...
Well, hasn't he?
That certainly is none of your business.
Why don't we get Frank on the phone? I mean, we may need to get some sort of corroboration here.
I think that would be fantastic if Frank Ray. I'm a big fan of Frank Ray. And,
Oh, you know something? You get Frank on the phone. That's none of your business.
Hey, Frank?
How dare you?
Frank, yeah. It's Bud. We're going to get on the phone and ask you a question about... Yeah. Just about talk about it. Want to talk about it, too?
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm good, young man. How are you?
Fine. Hey, Frank, Super Bowl Sunday, what do you and what's usually... do you ever tell Margaret to get into the kitchen and make a meat pie?
Oh, yeah, I tell him that all the time. There's no nothing wrong with it. He knows what's expected. And,
All right, Frank, thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute.
You know, Phil, this is you. It's on you. It's all about you. You. You did it. This devolved into filth and to dirt because of you.
I guess that's your cue, Phil, huh?
Yeah, I gotta go, man.
All right, well, I thought maybe you could stick around.
No, I gotta go. Mommy's calling.
All right. Give me a call later on if you want to go out and get some beers.
Okay.
What was that all about?
Yeah, it sounded like you're gonna go out and have beers with Mr. Mixer.
Well, that's Don's way of saying, look at this, aren't we ultimately all just little boys waiting for mommy's approval?
This is really weird. You guys pretending like you don't get it. And the idea that you got my husband on the line...
Well, there was your husband. There he was saying, yeah, sure, I send her in the kitchen for a meat pie. And it could mean anything.
And look at you, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see Phil, but he's going... You're really trying to stifle that laugh, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Because it's a joke, because everybody's kidding, because no one ever would seriously mean that. And you're taking all of this stuff real seriously, because for... God, look at that guy's cauliflower ear.
Oh, my God, is that a cauliflower ear?
Yeah, look at that guy's ears. His ears are just destroyed, man. See, that's what happens.
But what makes it go like that?
Just getting your ears boxed in 95%. Look at that, dude. You got to get two new ears.
That guy, boy, I'll tell you something, man. Alfred E. Newman doesn't have ears like that.
Thank God. Anyway, the...
What do you mean, thank God?
Otherwise, every month on the Mad Magazine, you'd be staring at Alfred E. Newman's jacked up ears.
Pardon me.
Okay, Margaret, you with the pardon me.
That's right, Phil. Every time I try to come in here and turn you people into human beings, here comes another bit of crudity. So excuse me.
All right. Why don't you stay out for a couple of minutes? Just you going back and forth, you're like on a yo-yo string.
I'll come and go as I please. Thank you.
That's not right.
Thank you.
All right. So Don Mixa, who is a decent guy, a decent enough guy, I think coming on here, though, and saying that Super Bowl parties where we have all of those marvelous foods, even in these Super Bowl parties where they really have some great food, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Like my aunt, man. She has great food at Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to a Super Bowl party where there's a lot of ladies,
there's always going to be girlfriends and wives, man. There's always going to be. Women like football. A lot of women are really getting into football, okay? And they love to, you know, make stuff. I mean,
Wait, hold the phone, man, because you start saying that kind of stuff, that's where they say it's all sexist and everything. When you're saying, hey, get in there and make me a meat pie. Now,
will you guys knock it off with the meat pie already, okay?
Yeah, but Mr. Gray, he thought it was funny.
That's fine. I Don Mixa and I think Don Mixa and what's his name, Frank Gray, ought to get together. I don't know.
See, Phil, I can hear you laughing, and every woman out there can hear you laughing, so we know that you don't care. We know that you don't care whether we are turned into field sluts or not. And I just want to say one thing here, okay?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right, Phil, here we go. For any man to allow his woman to be turned into a Super Bowl Sunday field slut, man, I feel sorry for you.
A Super Bowl? Where did you come up with that nonsense?
I came up with it because that's what's going on here. Hey, listen, get in there and make me a meat pie, and if I round the corner with three or four of my friends, and you made the right choice, you're in luck.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
You filthy-minded...
Come on, get off him, Margaret.
I wasn't on him. I would appreciate it if you don't say get off him, because people think that I'm on him, like I'm climbing, on him and grunting.
I don't think there's any more damage that can be done. Do you?
No, I think you pretty much carved this one an ass.
All right. So thank you. That was our big Super Bowl show. I would just that's not our big Super Bowl show. We got a few more minutes. We don't have to get out of here.
No, I mean I think that that's a really good point. You know,
yeah, there's a couple of people calling in and want to make commentaries on it. One of them here is that lady Aubrey Bailey. She's from the Kevin Conneal show.
Oh yeah. Let me put her through. Aubrey Bailey, who's on the Kevin Conneal show, and she is a she is one of his real estate partners.
Yeah, but Bailey, hold on.
Hey, Aubrey, how are you? It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, hi. I wanted to weigh in on this because Kevin and I have, we've lived together. We're not married, but we've lived together, and we have great Super Bowl parties. Kevin is a very energetic man, Phil, as you know, and he loves his football. He never tells me to go into the kitchen and make anything. He makes most of it himself. But the meat pies... you know, the wiener in a bun. A lot of times it's code for those things, but you don't put that on your desk. You never do that.
Excuse me, Audrey, this is Margaret Gray. You're saying wiener in a bun is what?
Well, that can be code. Meat pie can be code. And if you say I want to put a slab on a cracker, for instance, put a slab on a cracker. Some most men think that means put cheese on a cracker.
Yeah, well, that's what I... Slab on a cracker? I've never heard that.
Well, you know, like a slab of cheese?
Well, what about a block of cheese?
Yeah, cheese on a... You know what I would say, cheese? If you say cheese on a cracker, it means cheese on a cracker. But if you say, I'd like a slab of... Give me some slab of fat on a cracker, or put your fat on a cracker, or put it on a cracker... That sometimes is code.
That's code for sex.
Yes, sometimes it is. So that, or wiener in a bun, or the meat pie. Those are the three basic ones that I know of.
Well, I wonder why it is I've never heard of this.
Oh, Phil, would you stop, please?
Yeah, but Gary, I'm sure, pretending like you haven't.
I've never heard of such a thing, okay? When I go to a Super Bowl party, I hate to break the news. This is probably going to sound really old-fashioned. I'm there to watch the game.
Well, you know, of course you're there to watch the game. I don't know what any of these people are talking about. I know that there's a natural instinct, obviously, when you're watching a football game and you're seeing all that violence and you're watching all of those guys ripping each other's heads off, the next thing you're going to want to do is get, you know, you're going to want to get up close and personal with the woman that you love. But I've never had to stoop or go with some nonsense like saying, hey, baby, put it on a cracker.
Well, what do you say?
What do I say? I say, why don't you get away from the crowd for a couple of minutes so we can go ahead and make the hoochie-coo.
Oh, my God. You say hoochie-coo?
Yes, I do. Especially when if it was a chick like you. You sound like you're about 8.
Well, I'm not. I'm actually 31, but Kevin likes it when I talk like you.
Okay, thanks very much. It's been nice talking to you, Audra.
Well, wait a minute. I called in. I want to talk to Monument.
All right.
God almighty, that woman sounds, well, you know what they say about women. Well, I better not say it.
Yeah, do not say that.
What?
I don't want to comment, okay?
What are you going to say?
You know, that women who have little baby girl voices have,
Well, you opened your big mouth. Go ahead.
Women that talk with little baby girl voices, sometimes it may indicate that there is serious something...
I'm not going to be the one to say it, but I think most people can guess.
Yes, and that's all we're going to say about that.
Well, Phil...
That's all we're going to say about that.
Oh, well, okay, Phil. God. And by the way, your mouthwash ain't making it.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Clint. I just used some scope, so don't tell me that.
I'm saying that it's very important for us to express when a woman talks baby talk, it means...
Don't do it! I'm not going to get into that. When I say I don't want to talk about certain things, I mean it.
Wow, look at you waving your finger around like you're all that. Look at Herr Hendry.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, all that.
God, Mr. Hendry, trying to tell people what to do.
I'm going
to
tell people what to do in this instance. You better believe it. People want to look it up, you can look it up, okay?
What do you mean, look it up? What am I supposed to look up?
You can look it up. We're not going to have any commentary on why certain women have little girl voices. That's all there is to that. Okay, guys, it's been a great joy. And don't forget to pick up your tickets to the Sketch Fest for Friday night. It's been the world-famous Phil Henry Show.